It's the best songs of all time on the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC. Good morning, EP with Brett. And earlier this week, you heard a chat that that Tom had with a gentleman from SA Water in regards to the desalination plant here in Port Lincoln and Boston Bay being as one of the locations that's been, well, preferred, I guess, is one of the ways you could describe that. But joining me in the studio right now, Sam Telfer, the member for Flinders. Sam, good morning, mate.
Good morning. Great to talk.
So the desal plant, Boston Bay in particular, what is actually happening with all this now? I mean, is it completely locked in that you know of?
Well, there's still too much uncertainty from my perspective, and that's a frustration. So SA Water have come out, and Minister Close is the relevant minister, to say Billy Light's point, you know, into Boston Bay, proper bay there, is the area which we want to have the desal constructed. And it really does fly in the face of what the local perspective was, and that was reflected by the site selection committee's recommendation that a site down at Sleaford is best suited for community because it provides a more certain area for the aquaculture industry in particular, but the fine balance that there is in the marine life here in Boston Bay, proper bay, the bay area of Port Lincoln. So SA Water are forging ahead with that project, but there's still enough uncertainty in this process that here within our local community, we're still not sure about exactly what is happening.
Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things at the moment. I mean, as I said off air, you go on social media and you're more or less blindsided by a lot of people making comments about the desal plant, whether they're for it or against it, in particular with that. Now, if you don't mind my asking, where do you stand with this? So are you for or against the idea at this point?
All the way along, I've been supportive of what the community is saying. And for me, that, like I said, is reflected by the site selection committee saying it should be down at Sleaford. There's too much uncertainty about a site at Billy Light's Point at the moment. And this is why I wrote to the minister and to SA Water, encouraging them to actually have SARDI, so the scientists behind the decision that SA Water made about Billy Light's Point, actually come to the community and present the science, present the modelling, because the aquaculture industry and the community are saying to me, it just doesn't make sense to have a desal with the uncertainty around the inflow and the outflow of the brine in the Bay Area, which we know as locals is sheltered and there's a lot less water movement. So Sleaford is the preferred location for the site selection committee, for me as the local member, and it's really important that SARDI come and present to us why they have had a recommendation that it's going to be safe for a site to be there at Billy Light's Point.
Right. So it is just one of those things. So I guess it's now up to them to prove the science, I guess.
Yeah, and to show that the modelling is actually sound. Because at the moment, we've got a multi-million dollar, long-term, sustainable aquaculture industry that's based within the Bay Area here at Port Lincoln. It's mussels, it's kingfish, it's tuna, all these interests which are here for the long term. To throw an extra complication into that, I think, is a dangerous situation, and there's too much uncertainty at the moment. And I am encouraged that SARDI are actually coming with SA Water to present to the community and make sure, as community members, we're actually knowing what information is available so we can be fully informed about what SA Water are trying to do.
That's fair enough. Now, you mentioned just off air as well that there was a report that came out just last night, actually, regarding more to do with the desal plant itself. I haven't seen the report myself, so what was that about, basically?
So it's highlighting that there are going to be forums with the marine science aspect of it in particular, and this is where the most uncertainty is for us as locals in Port Lincoln and the Eyre Peninsula, is around the science, because we know how finely balanced that marine environment is in the Bay Area. There's no doubt that we need a long-term climate-independent water supply here on the Eyre Peninsula, and a desal plant has been worked towards for a long time. But we need to make sure it's in a position where there's actually a sustainable long-term solution and not put existing industries at risk.
Yeah. So have you heard of any desal plants working around South Australia at the moment and being very successful?
Look, we have the example, obviously, of the Adelaide desal plant.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a much bigger plant, but it doesn't run at maximum capacity at the moment. But the unique nature of the Bay Area of Port Lincoln, I think, is something which we really need to make sure as locals is understood by those looking at the science. Mm-hmm. You know, the lack of water movement within the Bay Area is something which people are really concerned about. You know, what are the long-term effects of having a desal plant within that marine environment? So in that first week of May, there is going to be the opportunity for forums for community members to hear the science. And that's why I say I encourage people to actually be engaged with this process and make sure their opinion is well founded on facts, and make sure that we as a community have the opportunity to challenge some of this science and modelling that is being used as the basis for SA Water's decisions.
Fantastic. Sam Telfer, member for Flinders, thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate you coming in.
Always a pleasure.